We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tzitzis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Dalet. V'zehu Bechinas Yayin Shel Nesochim. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand also the significance of the wine that's brought together with korbanos, with sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, for the libations that they poured on the Mizbeach, and the special pipes on the Mizbeach. She'alehem oimrim shir. When pouring that wine, that's when they would say Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Ki ein oimrim shir elal hayayin. Because the Gemara says, we mentioned this previously, that you only say Hallel over wine. Ki kol ha-korbonois heim bechinas birur hamedame. Because all the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were an example of birur hamedame. Why? Ki ha-korbonois boim mibehemois voifois. Because korbonois were brought from domesticated animals, cows, sheep, and birds. Shehem bechinas hamedame. All of those animals are in the category of medame. Why? Ki habehema yesh lo koyach hamedame, shehu koyach habehemius. Kemuva b'divur Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher in Simen Nun Dalet. Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 54 in Likutei Moharan, that a behema is behemius, now is animalisticness, which is a much lower level than humans. Humans have das. Our intelligence is called das. The intellect that animals have is called medame. It's not human intellect. It's what we spoke about earlier, that the medame is like a levush of the seichel. It looks like seichel. It looks like intellect. But again, it doesn't compare in any way to human intellect. Obviously, we're talking about real humans. We know today there are humans that are far below animal. They haven't come close to animal intellect. But we're talking about people who qualify as human beings. Their das, their intelligence is called das. Whereas behema, when we talk about a human who acts without das, who's following his medame, his yetzahara, he's following his demyonos, we call him a behema. You're acting like a behema. You know, that kind of thing. So animals represent koyach hamedame. And the bringing of korbanos is birur hamedame. We're sorting out the good from the bad in the animal. We're taking this dumb animal and we're using it to on a credible high spiritual level. By going through all the procedures that we do for korbanos, this animal could end up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you know, all kinds of incredible levels of holiness. And it affects the tikkun for the one who brings it, you know, all kinds of things. V'alkein mevi'in behema l'korban, and this is the reason why we bring a behema for a korban, kedei levarer hamedame, in order to fix up the medame. Because again, when a Jew committed a sin, it implies that he fell into medame. He lost his das. L'oilom ein adam choytim kenichnas boi ruach shtus. What is ruach shtus? Medame. It's advertising. It's marketing. That's medame. The Yetzirah did a great job at selling him the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, selling him this sin. Ki ben bechinas hamedame mishom nimshochem kol ha'avoinos kemavur b'makom acher. Because it's from medame that all of our sins come from. The fact that the Yetzirah makes this look attractive. He makes something terrible look great, chas v'shalom. Therefore, the correction of this is that we bring behemois for korbanos in order to make a tikkun and in order to sort out the medame, to take out the good from the bad within the medame. And this is why we accompany the korban with the wine, va'omrim aleihem shir, and we say hallel, which is called that shir, that special shir, ki hayayin hu b'chinas sheino, b'chinas medame. Because as we explained earlier, yayin is medame. Yayin puts people to sleep. Yayin is medame. And therefore, val yedei hayayin lenesochim, shu yayin digdusha, therefore, by taking this item wine, which is also medame, and utilizing it for Kedusha, bringing it on the Mizbeach, holy Nesachim, Through this, Aidezer Nestaken Hamedame Bishlemus. This helps us fix up the medame totally. The combination of the animal plus the wine and the shear in the base, all of these things, this makes a complete tikkun for medame. Shaidezer Zoichen Leshir Shelosid Kanal, which Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, that this halach is based on, that when the medame has been fixed up completely, then you're zoichet to that shir shelo osid, shemishom nimshochim kol hashirois kanal, from which all songs come from. All the songs that we have today draw their power, their spiritual power, from the shir shelo osid lovoi. Shezeo bechinas hashir shoimrim al hayayin daika. This is what the Gemara refers to when it says about einoimrim shir el al hayayin, ki ikar hashir ali de biur hamedame shu bechinas yayin kanal. Because the main song can only be achieved when a person has been zeichet to the process of biur hamedame, which is accomplished through wine. Wine is one of the major areas where if you use it correctly, if you do mitzvah semaisim toivim with it, you're involved in a major birur hamedame. Because we said the Gemara says about yayin, it's called tiroish. Tehei roish, it can either elevate you to the top, or tehei rosh, it can impoverish, it can make a person lose everything. People get involved in alcohol, drugs, chashon, people who are millionaires, they have businesses and families, and rachmona litzlan, the person suddenly ends up with nothing, nothing. Paragraph Tesvov, v'zeu b'chinas kois yayin shel kiddush v'shel birchas hamazon v'shel havdola. With this, we'll also understand the importance of using a cup of wine for these things, for these mitzvahs. Shekol ze hu b'chinas einoim rim shir elal hayayin, k'mo yisham razal. All of this is tied into that Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, where the Gemara says that the shir, that this special shir, which is our goal, to get to the shir shelosid lovai, you need wine. Listen to this now. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect wine to about four different things that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned over there in Likutei Moran. He spoke about shleimus emuna. He spoke about Birur HaMedame, he spoke about a bunch of different things. Till now, Rav Nosson Zal only spoke about wine being Medame. And when you drink wine properly, it's Tikkun HaMedame. Now he's going to take it further and show us how the wine relates to Shleimus HaEmuna, all kinds of things. Ki Iker Kedushas Shabbos V'yontif Hu Al Yedei Hizgalus HaEmuna. The main holiness of Shabbos and Yontif is based on the fact that these are days when faith in Hashem is displayed. Oz at betoisvis oyer godol, in a much greater way than on regular days. Every day is a day of emunah in Hashem, but Shabbos and Yontif are days of super emunah in Hashem. Why? Ki Shabbos hu bechinas emunah bechidush olam. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, a Jew who keeps Shabbos, it shows he believes that Hashem created the world from nothing, from complete nothing. Yesh Me'ayin, Hashem created it in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. That's what Shabbos shows. That I'm buying into that. I believe I'm accepting that totally. Shezehu Ikra HaKiddush Shoimrim. That's the main Kiddush that we see on Friday night when we announce Shoimrim Vayechulu. We say Vayechulu, Hashem completed. Shemeidin, we testify. Shashim Yizborach, Boras Oilim B'sheishis Me'amaisa V'shovas B'Shabbos. That Hashem created the world in the 6 days and he rested on the Shabbos. V'chein Yontif Hu Gamkein B'chinas Shabbos. And Yontif is also similar to Shabbos, Shemeid al Chiddush Olam, which attests to the fact that Hashem created the world anew. Why? Ki kol hayomim toivim heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Because the major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, are all about remembering the miracles that took place when we left Egypt. Ve'oz b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim nizgale emunas Chiddush Olam l'chol boy Olam. And when the Jews left Egypt, the entire world realized that Hashem created the world from nothing. How? על ידי הניסים והנפלויס ואויסס נרויס מויד, אשר לא נשמו ולא נראו מאילם. The incredible miracles that were shown at that time, suddenly it wasn't so difficult to believe that there's a Hashem. And Hashem created everything, and he started from nothing. There's no two Hashems or 12 Hashems, like the Goyim thought at that time. There's Hashem Echad. It's only the Hashem who the Jewish people respect, who was able to pull this off, who was able to take Egypt, the top country in the world at the time, and turn it upside down, inside out, and take all the Jews out in broad daylight, you know, as Hashem did. Asher os Hashem imonu b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim u'kriyas yamsuf u'matan Torah. All these unbelievable miracles that Hashem performed for us each stage of the game at that time. So if Shabbos is broadcasting the message of Chiddush Olam, and Yontif also delivers that message of Chiddush Olam. Any time that Hashem displays major miracles that the whole world sees, they come to recognize that, hey, this must be the boss. This must be the creator. Nimtza, she Shabbos v'Yontif moirim al Chiddush Olam. That both Shabbos and Yontif both teach, they broadcast this message of Chiddush Olam, that Hashem created the world new, brand new. There was nothing there before Hashem created the world. Shezeh ikar ha'emuna. This is one of the most important tenets of our faith. Shebozeh toloi ikar ha'yahadus, ikar kedushas Yisrael. And on this is dependent a person's Yiddishkeit and the holiness of the Jewish people. Umi shekoifer bozeh chas v'shalom. A person who does not accept this, who doesn't believe that Hashem created the world from complete nothing, and that the world is only 5,772 years old, and before that there was nothing, complete nothingness, apikoros gomor. That person is a complete apikoros, ve'ein lo chelek be'elokai Yisrael. He has no share, no portion with Hashem, ve'loi b'toras Moshe. He has no portion in the Torah. If he denies that, if he doesn't accept that, then he's rejecting the whole package, the whole Yiddishkeit. Ve'ein laharich bozeh kan, Rav Nosson says, I don't want to elaborate too much on this here, migoydel genusam shel ho'oiskim besforim, how terrible are those people who study books, sheyesoidam bonui al pisvoras ha'apikursim v'hakoifrim ha'mefursamim, shekoifrim bozeh. With those books that are based on the teachings and the ideologies of apikursim, famous apikursim, who did not accept this fact. They did not accept Chiddush Olam. Yemach shemom v'zichrom. Rav Nosson Zal uses that wording about these koifrim. Kemoi aristoi hayovon hakoifer hamefursam, such as Aristotle, the Greek Aristotle, the famous one, v'chaverov, and his buddies. Yemach shemom. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't use that word at all, only when he's talking about these people, because these people made an incredible breach in Judaism. These people, unfortunately, had thousands of people, even rabbis, respecting them and following them and teaching their ideology and trying to customize the Torah to fit in with Aristotle's teachings. Rav Nosson Zal writes now, Ve'ech yal al hadas, lasek besforim hameviim svoroisov horois vazorois. How could any Jew think of learning svorim, which quote their ideologies, me'achar she'u ha'apikoyres v'ha'koyfer ha'gomor ha'koyfer b'toyres Moshe b'ashem yisvor ha'gamri. Since this guy fulfills all the requirements of being a total apikoyres, one who denies Hashem, as we know Hashem, as Hashem was taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, and denies the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu completely. V'al Kenan, therefore, be'emes, the truth is, kol elu ho'oiskim be'elu hasforim, all those who study Sfarim, Jewish Sfarim, which quote these sources, Yoitzin min hadas legamri. They end up losing their religion, losing their emuna in Hashem, losing their emuna in Torah Shebal Peh. Suddenly it's science and Torah in that order. Science comes first, you know, v'chulu. Rachmanson, Brich Rachmona de Shizvon. Blessed is Hashem who has saved us that we have no part in that. This is one of the places where Rav Nosson Zal's tapping into Rabbeinu Zal's, the Derech of Rabbi Nachman, and almost all of the Hasidic leaders, and almost all of the Rishonim Achronim. There was a small minority that studied these books, that speak about them, and speak about them in glorious terms. The vast majority of the Rishonim wanted to put the Rambam Zal in Cherem. They wanted to put the Sefer that he wrote, and other things in Cherem, because they recognize that this is treif posel. In the end, they didn't. They didn't put the Rambam in Cherem, but the books that quote these authors, they write about that this is mamish kol bo'eho lo yeshuvun. It's a one-way ticket to Gehenim, chas v'shalom. Studying that kind of philosophy, those books that question Hashem and that do not accept the basic tenets of Judaism, of which Chiddush HaOlam is one of the most important. V'al kein, and therefore, B'Shabbos V'yontif, She'ikr Kiddushosom al yidei Hizgala Su'emuna Shen Hizgala Oz, She'ze Ikra Kiddusha, and therefore, on these days of Shabbos V'yontif, where the main holiness of Shabbos V'yontif is because of the fact that those days are outstanding days in Emuna, those are days that broadcast, where we display our faith in Hashem, which is the main holiness of a person, the Emuna, Alkein ozoimrim shir alayin. Therefore, we say special praises of Hashem over wine. Shehu b'chinas hakiddush. Ki b'Shabbos v'yontif nidche zua masanochosh. Because on Shabbos and Yontif, because of the emuna, because of the holiness, the filth of the snake is pushed aside. V'oz hamedame mevuror umesukon. And therefore, on those days, the medame is fixed up. The Medama, our thinking is not as convoluted. We're not as confused as we are during the week. Shabbos, suddenly a person takes a shower, cleans himself up, puts on Shabbos clothes, and he becomes a Jew. He leaves all the garbage of the week, all the confusion, during the week, a person forgets who he is. He forgets where Parnassus came, he forgets, gets total confusion. But Shabbos and Yontif, where we step up to a whole new spiritual connection with Hashem, then there's this, that's Birur HaMedame. All the confusion is put aside. I remember I'm a Jew. Even those people who don't get to go to shul during the Shabbos, they're going to shul. They're remembering that they're Jewish. They're identifying with Hashem. They're expressing their faith in Hashem. Va'oz Hayayin Bigdusha. And therefore, on Shabbos, the wine is holy. Bibchinas Yayin HaMesameach. And here again, we mention Rabbeinu Zal's position on this. There are people for whom it's perfectly normal to drink wine 7 days a week, you know. And Rabbi Nachman took a very strong stand on this, that a religious Jew, an observant Jew, avoids wine like nitroglycerin, like dynamite, other than special holy occasions, only special important times, and then minimal, then with caution, proceed with caution. V'oz nimsh... All alcohol. V'oz nimshach al hayayin shubchinas medame b'chinas emuna shleima. Therefore, on Shabbos and on Yontif, the wine takes on a form of kedusha, a form of emuna, emuna shleima. Sheze ikar hamshochas kedusha Shabbos v'yontif. That's what it's all about. When we talk about drawing upon ourselves the holiness of Shabbos, what we want to draw upon ourselves is shleimus v'emuna. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Emran that when a person zeichet to shleimus emuna, then they're zeichet to that shir shelos edlavoi, shehu b'chinas hakiddush. That's the kiddush that we say on Friday night and Shabbos morning. Shehu gam kein b'chinas hashir shoimrim alayayin daika. That's another example of the song that we say over wine, specifically over wine. Paragraph Tezayin, V'zeo b'chinas kois shel b'riches hamozayin. Now let's explain why there's a need for a cup of wine after eating, after we finish eating, and we're saying the b'riches hamozayin. Ki onu tzrichin lehalois ulevarer achiloseinu. Because when a person eats, food is also medame. Food can go either way. food can be healthy, positive, or food can be unhealthy, destructive to the person's body. Food can put a person to sleep. Food can give a person energy to do all kinds of great things, and food can put a person to sleep. Person eats the wrong foods or excess food, they're tired, they're hitting the sack, and the brain shuts down, and total medame. So Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likud Imran that this is the battle that each one of us have between Mezayna de Gufa and Mezayna de Nishmasa, that these two are on opposite ends of a seesaw, and you have to be very careful when you're getting involved in Mezayna de Gufa that it shouldn't harm, it shouldn't pull the neshama down. So therefore, anu tzrichen lahalo yisu levarer achiloseinu sheyiyah bebechinas mezayna de nishmasa. A Jew has to try to elevate his eating, that his food, his gashmias food, should be in the category of mezayna de nishmasa. How? By making sure it's perfectly clean and healthy and kosher, and by making the right bracha before you eat it, and by eating just enough, just what you need and no more, and by sharing it with poor people. All the different mitzvahs, the hundreds of mitzvahs that we have related to food, are all bumping that food up from being mezayna de gufa to elevating it to a level of mezayna de nishmasa, soul food. Shezeh zoichin al yidei hashir hanal. And one of the ways we're zeichet to this is through that shir, that special song. The Hallel, the shir shalosid lovay we spoke about. The Alkein, Iker, Birches Hamosain, Hualidei, Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, one of the main focuses of Birches Hamosain is Eretz Yisrael. K'moshe Kosov, as it says clearly in the Torah, V'yochalto, V'savoto, U'veirachto es Hashem Elokecho al Oretz. You'll bless Hashem over the land. Al horetz atoiva, ki eretz Yisroel, hual yedei koyach ma'asov, b'chinas bereishis bor alikim, omer Rabbi Yitzchok, lo hayetzorech lahaschel es atoira mi bereishis, but rather me'achodesh es alachem. Rav Moshe Zalnayo is quoting again from Likut Imran over there, where it quotes the beginning of the Chumash, that begins with bereishis bor alikim, and Rashi right away asks there, quotes Rabbi Yitzchok, who said, why in the world does the Torah begin with this? The Torah is a book of laws, code of law. Why doesn't it start with HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodashim, the first official mitzvah? So the Rabbi Yitzchak answers, you know why? Because of Koyach Masov Higid Liamoy. Because Hashem knew that there's going to come a time that the Goyim are going to say, We were here first. The Jews are robbers. They stole this land from us. So Hashem wanted to write on page one, on line one, I'm the boss. It's my world. I created everything. I have the right to lease it to whoever I want. And when the lease is over, I have the right to throw them out and replace them with new tenants. It's all mine. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over this, all of this over there in Likut Imran, in Torah Ches. Umevur Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. So it says, Koyach Ma'asov Higid Liamoy. Loseis lohem artzois goyim, talking about Eretz Yisrael, that the story of creation, by Hashem making it perfectly clear that He created everything, that's what makes Him the boss, the owner of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what gives Him the right to choose who the tenants are in Eretz Yisrael. Umevoy Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, She Eretz Yisrael, V'chidish o'ilam lo'osid, Heim b'china achas. The land of Eretz Yisrael and the Chiddush HaOlam that's going to take place in the future are all one. When the Gemara speaks about Eretz Yisrael is the land of miracles, the land of Hashgacha Proti, Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo. When we describe the future, what's the future going to be? The future is going to be miracles. The future is going to be incredible Hashgacha Proti. So Eretz Yisrael is a taste of Chiddush Olam. Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas. In the future, it says, the wording the Torah uses is, the whole world will be Eretz Yisrael. Knows all the holiness that's attributed to Eretz Yisrael, the Emunah, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emunah, live in the land and draw its Emunah. The Emunah, the Hashgacha Proti, that's going to be worldwide at that time. That Eretz Yisrael and the Chiddush Olam are Bechinachas. Shemishom nisoirer hashir hanal, and it's from there that comes forth this shir. Shaydeze mizgaber mezayna denishmosa, which strengthens the mezayna denishmosa. V'alkein, and therefore, achar ho'achila, after we've eaten, so we've put all of this food in the system now, she'anu tzrichim levarer ho'achila. Now there's a whole process that's going to take place. There's a physical process, the digestive system, which is going to take this food and start crushing it up and separating it and re-separating it and separating it again and again. It's going to be sorted out again and again so that whatever has to be evicted from the body is going to be evicted, and whatever's supposed to find its way to the brain, the choicest portions of the food get sent to the most important organs of the body, the brain, the heart. The less quality, lesser quality food gets sent to less significant organs. There's that biror, a tremendous biror, begashmius, that's going to take place. And in addition, there has to be the biror beruchnius. There has to be this sorting out. Shetia bebechinas mezoina denishmosa. We want to take that gashmius food that we took in, and we want to elevate it to mezoina denishmosa. Al kein ono mevorchanois liyisborach al ho'oretz hatoiva shuaretz Yisrael. That's why we praise Hashem and bless Hashem regarding Eretz Yisrael. We mean al ho'oretz valamozoin. By doing that, we're drawing upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And through this, we activate that song that's going to be turned on in the future, the song of miracles, the Shir of Niflois. When Hashem will renew the world, bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbi Nazal explains over there, then the whole world is going to be bechinas Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosov shom, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there. Validei hisoirus hashir hazeh, and by turning on this song, which is an example of it, is Birkas Hamozoin, our Birkas Hamozoin, zoichin lahadbir mezoina denishmosa mezoina degufa. We're showing that we favor the ruchnius over the gashmius. They say that there are people who bench in order to eat. They make a bracha in order to be able to eat. And there are people who eat. There were tzaddikim who ate so that they could make a bracha. The food was nonsense. The food was something they had to put up with. You can't say birchas hamazon unless you eat. So I'm willing to eat. I'm willing to suffer the eating so that I can get to say, but you know what birchas hamazon is? It's doraisa. It's unbelievable tefillah. It's one of the most incredible tefillahs of the day. So again, that's the mezoina d'nishmosa. By a person benching properly, looking in a siddur, like the halacha says, and not getting distracted, and a person puts on a jacket or a hat to show extra respect for this important moment. This is a whole conversion is going to take place. We're going to be converting physical into spiritual. We're going to be elevating this physical meal that we ate to make it mezoina d'nishmosa. V'alkein tzrich l'avorach birchas hamozoin al kois yayin. This is why we bench when we have 10 people, or some people do it even when there's 3 people, if it's a special occasion, we bench over a kois of yayin. B'bechinas ein oimrim shir el al hayayin. Ki yefshir lo oirer hashir hanal. Kedei lizkois l'bechinas mezoina d'nishmosa. You can't activate that special song without wine in a holy wine. Shehu bechinas birur hamedame. We said wine is the major places where this birur hamedame takes place. Shaydeze zoich lemuna, through which a person is zoich et emuna. Vaydeze nis oirer hashir. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'alkein Yaakov Avinu. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu brought the special meal to Yitzchak Avinu right before he was going to bless him, Sherotzo lahagbir bechinas mezoina denishmosa bechinas reich kanal, this was a battle. This was the final showdown between body and soul, between Esav, Asiya, murder, adultery, all the gashmi, ultimate gashmis, versus Hakoil Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, who is all spiritual. Esav, who said, Halitainina, shovel the food into my mouth, and he'll sell his mother, he'll sell the Bechaira, he'll sell the Ruchnius for a plate of lentils, for a bowl of lentils, versus Yaakov Avinu. And now the decision was going to be made, who gets the Bracha? Is it Esav or is it Yaakov? So this is the showdown between Mezoina de Gufa and Mezoina de Nishmasa. That's the Reach, remember, that Yitzchak Avinu said, Re'e, I smell the Reach of your begodim. Al King Siv, Vayove lo Yayin Vayesht. That's why Yaakov Avinu brought wine at that time to Yitzchak Avinu, and he drank. V'oz daika, and it was after drinking the wine that it says, Vayorach es Reach begodov. That Yitzchak Avinu smelled the aroma of Yaakov Avinu's garments, the big day achamudais, because wine has the power to turn on that hallel, that shir of kedusha. And that's what activates that special good smell, the soul smell, the reach of the nisha, shehu mezayna de nishmasa. Paragraph Yud Ches, the alkane, chom, shekilkel b'shas hashichrus shel noach. Therefore, chom, who went ahead and messed things up when Noach got drunk, ki chom hu bechinas hayetzahara, because chom represents the Yetzahara. The Zohar HaKadosh says that one of the nicknames of the Yetzahara is chom, demechamem gufei debarnash. He heats up a person's body with the wrong kind of passions, with desire for sin. So therefore, Cham, who is Bechinas Yetzahara, Zuamas HaNochash, the filth of the snake, Sheroitze Lehizgaber B'Shas HaShichruz Daika, who's trying to take advantage when he sees drunkenness, he's trying to capitalize on that, B'Shas Bilbul HaMedame, when the Medame is all messed up, there's that confused state of mind of drunkenness. Shehu Zuamas HaNochash, that's all part of the Nochash, Shemishom Iker Achizosoi, that's the main place where the Yetzirah gets his strength from. When there's Bilbul HaMedame, when there's drunkenness, when there's senselessness, then people do all kinds of crazy things. Alkein, Kishehekitz Noach Mienoi. And this is why when Noach woke up, when he came out of his drunkenness, v'yoda eis ashroseloi b'noi akoton, and he realized what his younger son had done to him, that he uncovered him, ki yoda kol kavanosai, meaning that Noach understood what was behind that. Noach understood what Chom's intentions were, what the Yetzirah's intentions were. Ad heichan adover makia, how far-reaching the effects are of this drunkenness, of this bil. Shekol kavona sasitra achra, kedei lahagbir zua masanochash bilbul hamedame, that the whole intention of this trachra is to increase the zua masanochash, to increase the bilbul hamedame, because then the person can't see straight, they can't think, so the emuna gets messed up. Emuna requires clarity. Emuna, for a person to really believe in Hashem. When a person's in that state of confusion, that bilbul hamedame, then the emuna goes out the window. Kedei lehizgaber al Eretz Yisrael. The Yetzirah wants all of this in order to attack Eretz Yisrael. Shehu b'chinas emunas chidish oilam, which symbolizes our faith in chidish oilam. V'alkein be'emes hoiso eretz Yisrael kevusho tachas yad Kenan. And it's for this reason that Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, had to go through a period of time when it was under the rule of Kenan, who comes from Cham. Kama v'kama shonim, for many years. Shehu mi zarei shel Cham. Alkein, therefore, Noach, Shehaven Kolzois, Noach, when he realized all of this, the Yoda Eis Asher Oseloi Benoyach Koton, the Pasuk says he realized what his young son had done to him, Alkein Kileil Eschom, he cursed Chom, and he said, what was the curse? Oror Kenaan, Eved Avodim Yil Echot. Cursed is your son. He didn't curse Chom, he cursed Chom's fourth son. Oro Kenan, Eved Avodah, he's going to be a slave. Eved Daika. Rav Nosson says, look how Noach cursed him with Eved, Shehu Bechinas his Gabrus Hashena, Habo mi Bilbul Hamedame. An Eved is synonymous with sleep, which is Bilbul Hamedame, which comes about through which Bilbul Hamedame. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Nuntes, Ki Asoro Kaben Sheno Yordu Loilam, 10 measures of sleep was sent down to the world. Tes notlu avodim. The slaves took 9 of them. A lazy, good-for-nothing slave, servant. You know, the servants that are lazy, da, da, da. So avodim are synonymous with sleep, which is medame, which is bilbul hamedame. Hainu, shenoyach kile loisoi, b'mashe kilkel upogam. Noyach cursed Chum. Chum wanted to capitalize. Chum wanted to build on the drunkenness and uncover him and all the terrible things that Chum did at the time. Noyach said, "That's what you want? You're cursed. That's where you'll go. You'll go into bilbul amedame. You'll go into sleep." Sheyenim shacholov ha'avdus, that Chum and his descendants should have servitude, slavery should go upon them. Shehu b'chinas shena, b'chinas bilbul hamedame, shenimshach mizuah masanochosh, sheniskalel ororato. The snake who was bilbul hamedame, he confused Chava. He engaged her in conversation. What did Hashem say? Hashem said, "Don't eat from any of these trees," right? The Nachash wasn't stupid. He knew what Hashem said. But the Gemara says he wanted to engage her in a conversation and confuse her, get her to forget exactly what Hashem said, which she did. She ended up saying, no, Hashem, all trees we can't eat. It's this tree that we shouldn't eat it, we shouldn't touch it. The Nachash heard her say, shouldn't touch it. Hashem, he pushed her into the tree. Look, you touch it, nothing happens. What are you talking about? Hashem doesn't know what he's talking about. Hashem just said that because he knows if you eat from that tree, you're going to be just like him. You don't want no competition. So the Nochosh is this bilbul hamadama. Hanochosh shoyo orum. He's sly, shrewd, in a bad way, in a terrible way. And the Nochosh was cursed for this, and Chum was cursed for this because Chum went that same route. Ororato. The snake was given the curse, Oror Ato Mikol Chayas Asodeh, Sheze Bechinas Oror Kanan. And that's the same curse that Noach gave to Kanan, Kamoy Shekosu Bezoyer HaKodesh, Shein Bechina Achas Ein Shom. The Zoyer HaKodesh shows that the curse given to the Nochosh and the curse given to Kanan are one and the same. The Nochosh and Kanan are the same. They're both Yetzahara. They're both Bilbul Hamadameh. And this is why Noach said afterwards, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, blessed is the Hashem of Shem, v'hi Kenan Eved Lomoi, and Kenan will be his servant forever. Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, blessed is the Hashem of Shem, Shemimenu Yotze Yisrael. From Shem came forth the Jewish people, Shehem Meyachadim Shmo Yisborach, who unify Hashem. They say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. They believe in Hashem. Umegalin Elokusi Yisbor. They broadcast Hashem. Umaminim b'chidush olam. And they believe in chidush olam. Shezehu Iker Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. That's the real holiness of Eretz Yisrael. It's only if a person believes in Hashem, and he believes that Hashem created the world, and Hashem created the world from total nothingness, and therefore Hashem is in charge of Eretz Yisrael, and he has the right to give it to whoever he wants, etc. V'alkein lohem magia Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Yidden. V'alkein v'hi Kenan eved lomoyim. Shekenan yikona v'yizbate lefneim. Kenan is milosh nahachnoa. That Canaan will be subjugated, will be subdued, will be lowered and nullified before the Jewish people. Hainu, this means, Shehisnabe, Noach was prophesizing, Sheasidin Yisrael b'nei Shem, Lichboy Sheseretz Yisrael mitachas yad Canaan. That the Jewish people are going to come and conquer Eretz Yisrael from Canaan. Ukenan yipoy lifnehem, and Canaan will fall before the Jewish people, v'yiyeh eved lohem, and will be our servants. Shekol ze hepech kavonas Chum. This is the exact opposite of what Chum's intentions were. Sherotzo lahagbir hamedame hamebulbol. Chum wanted to strengthen the medame, the bilbul hamedame, by going into Noach when he was in a state of drunkenness and trying to do all kinds of terrible things with him. Kedei lehizgaber al kedushas Eretz Yisrael, in order to try to drown, to destroy the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shehu bechinas emunas chidush olam, shenimshach mibirur hamedame kanal, which comes from a medame that's been purified. ועל כן קיללוי במה שפוגם. And therefore Noah cursed him with exactly what Chum was messing up. Chum was into Bilbul Amidama. He showed Bilbul. That's what you want? That's what you're going to get. You're Eved. Eved is Medama. Eved is 90% sleep. 90% Medama. The opposite of Seichel Dikdusha. Kilo b'ma shepogam sheboi bi'atzmoi tidbak hazuama. The curse was that the zuama sanochosh should attach itself to Canaan. Bechinas avdus, v'shena, servitude and sleep. V'Yisrael yichbishu es Eretz Yisrael miyodoi. The Jewish people would conquer Eretz Yisrael from Canaan. V'yigalu eloikusoi l'chol boi olam. What's the purpose of Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is supposed to broadcast the message that there's a Hashem running the world. Not the American phantom jets and not the American anti-missile batteries. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Hashem who's in charge. Hashem who's protecting the Jewish people. That's the one who's really behind us. That's the only one who we can really count on. Bechinas Boruch Hashem Alekei Shem, Kama Shapirish Rashi Shom, that Rashi points out over there on the bracha that Noach gave Shem at the time. Rashi says, "Sheosid." That why is he blessing Hashem? Sheosid lishmar haftachosoy lezaroy. That Hashem is going to keep the promise that he gave to the children of Shem, losay slohem es eretz Canaan, to give us the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hainu kanal. This ties in what we said earlier. Ki kedusha Eretz Yisrael, hi b'chinas birur hamedama. When we talk about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, what is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael? It's clarity. Here in Eretz Yisrael, a person can see Hashem more clearly than anywhere in the world. And a person can come to a level of emunah in Hashem more than any other place in the world. The Gemara says at the end of Ksubas, kol hador b'Eretz Yisrael, doime kami shiesh lo lekai. A person living in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has Hashem. And a person living in Chutz Laretz, it's like he doesn't have Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. That because Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, there's the Emunah, there's the Biror HaMedame, Shehu Hepech Zuamas Chom v'Kanan, which is the opposite of the filth of Chom and Kanan, Shem Bechinas Avdus, V'Sheino Harbe, and a lot of sleep, Habo Mi Bilbul HaMedame. Who has to sleep a lot? When do you sleep a lot? When there's Bilbul Hamedame. Hainu Shehisnabe. Noach was saying this prophecy. Sheloitiskayim machshavtoi horo shel chom. Shehu ha-yetzor of Sitrachra. That the evil intention of chom, of the yetzahara, will not be carried out. Ki asidin Yisroel bekoyach Moshe Rabbeinu lichboi sheret Yisroel. Because the Jewish people, with the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, are going to eventually conquer Eretz Yisrael, v'yigalu hu emunah k'dosha l'chol bo'ei olam, and reveal and broadcast the emunah in Hashem to the entire world. Back to tzitzis. Now, Rav Nosson Zal, this is Likutei Halachos. He branches out to all kinds of things and comes back and tying it together and retying it together. V'zeh b'chinas ho'asora k'shorim shebechol echad mi'atzitzis. And this is why we have those 10 knots, 5 double knots in each one of the corners of the tzitzis. Shem keneged aseres hadibrois, corresponding to the 10 commandments. Shehem bechinas asoro madregois shel nevuah, corresponding to the 10 levels of nevuah. Shehu birur hamedame, which is the tikkun for medame. In Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, ubiyad hanevi'im adame. That nevuah is the opposite of medama. Medama is confusion. Medama is dreams that don't make sense, we said. Nevuah is the ultimate in clarity, where not only do you see what's in front of you, you see in the future. You see what's going to happen in the future. Shaydeze nistaknin habegodim. The fact that tzitzis has these 10 knots, which symbolize the 10, correspond to the 10 levels of nevuah, this brings about a tikkun for all of our clothing, sheze ikar bechinas atzitzis. That's what tzitzis is all about. Next, in the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to touch on something from the writings of the Arizal. V'ze she'isa b'zoyar u'b'ksovim, this is why it's brought in the Zohar HaKadosh and the writings of the Arizal, she'tzitzis heim keneged psukei dezimra. The tzitzis corresponds to the portion of tefillah in Shachris called psukei dezimra, which is the second portion, that, as we're going to see in a minute, she'choshev, the Zohar HaKadosh there lists, eich mesaknin u'malin hadalid oylomois, how a Jew goes about elevating the four different worlds. The Olam HaAsiya, the world that we are in. The Olam HaYetzira, the world of the angels. That's the second one. Then the third world is the Olam HaBriya, it's called. The world of the throne of Hashem. And then the fourth world, which is called Atzilus. The Zohar HaKadosh shows how a Jew, through four different steps that he takes in the morning, twice, two times four, he's elevating these four words, these four worlds, in action, with actions, and with speech. Be'uvda u'bemilula, with action and with speech. U'mevoyer shom, the Zohar HaKadosh Narizal show, shetzitzis keneged olam hayitzira. The Zohar HaKadosh says that in Shachris you have four steps, karbonas, psukei dezimra, birchas kriyashma, and shmonesrei. Those are the four levels there. And the Zohar HaKadosh says when a person wakes up in the morning, the first thing he does is the washing hands and going to the bathroom. That corresponds to Asiya. Then puts on the tzitzis. That corresponds to Yitzira. That corresponds to Psukei Dezimra, the second part of davening. Then puts on tefillin, which corresponds to Bria. We'll see in a minute. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh and in the Arizal. Because as we learned previously, earlier, tzitzis is this chut shel chesed, she'olav yisnagein hashir v'hanigin shelosid, on which the special song is going to be played, the song and the music. Shemisham kol hazmirois v'ashirois, where all the songs that we have today are all plugged in, are all receiving from that song of the future. Shezeu b'chinas psukei dezimra. That's this portion of tefillah called Psukei Dezimra, which is all about these special shirois v'tishbochos Hashem. That corresponds to tzitzis. Paragraph Chof Aleph. V'alkein heim arba tzitzios. And this is why we wear four tzitzis in each one of the corners. Keneged arba oisios havaya, corresponding to the four letters of Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei. Shehu b'chinas shir poshut, Kofel, Meshulash, Meruba. Over there in Likut Imran, Rabbein Azal quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, the Arizal, that there's a special song that's called single, double, triple, quadruple. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this is the song of Yud, Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei-Vav, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which adds up to 72, which is Chesed, which is that harp of 72 strings that the Zohar HaKadosh says is going to be played in the future. She'oila ayin beis, which equals 72. Shehu b'chinas hashir shelosid. This is the special song of the future. Shehu b'chinas chut shel chesed. Shehu b'chinas chut ha'tzitzis kanal. That's the tzitzis. Ki mitzvas tzitzis hu b'chinas poshut kofel meshulash meruba. Because the mitzvah of tzitzis is also performed in this format. Single, double, triple, quadruple. How? Because at first, in tzitzis, you start out with four strings. Simple. Just four strings. Ze b'chinas shir poshut. V'yahar kach machnisim oisoy l'toich hakonof. Then we insert them into the corner of the garment. V'koifleresen. And now they double over. They hang over. So now you have eight. Ze b'chinas shir kofel. That's the double song. Achar kach then we tie the double knots and we wrap around one string around all of them. Vazaihem mishuloshim. And now they suddenly take on a format of triple, as we learned before. Bechinas shlish gedil ubeis shlish onof. The Gemara says that when you finish making the tzitzis, it should be one third and two thirds. One third should be the knots and the wrappings. And two-thirds should be, this part should be double. The part, so now this is the triple. This is the song of triple. V'zeo b'chin ashir meshulash. V'chein tzrichen la'asos b'chol arba kanfois. And then we do it in one corner, then we got to go do it in the second corner, third corner, fourth corner. That's the meruba. That's the quadruple. V'al yidei ho arba tzitzios sheba arba kanfois nimshach b'china shir meruba. And through the four tzitzis that are in each one of the four corners, we have this shir meruba. Nimtza sheba mitzvah tzitzis merumas b'china shir poshut kofel meshulash meruba. So we see how there is hidden in the mitzvah of tzitzis this concept of the song that's single, double, triple, quadruple. Paragraph Chaf Beis, v'zeh b'chinas hatal krichos, and this is why we wrap it around 39 times. Remember, we said 13, 11, 8, and 7. Sheheim oylim Hashem echod, kemuva, which is the gematria of the words Hashem echod. Hashem is 26. Echod, Aleph, Ches, Dalet is 13. Together it's 39. Ki ikar hatzitzis hu b'shvil lehamshich shleimus emuna. Because the main reason we're putting on tzitzis is to draw upon ourselves solid faith. Shehu b'chinas Hashem echod. The ultimate declaration of our faith in Hashem is those words Hashem echod. Ki ze ikar hu emuna. Ukemuva b'tikunim, and as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, shetzitzis hu bechinas emunas hayichud, that tzitzis represents our faith in the unity of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem. Bechinas Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Paragraph Chof Gimel, v'alkein hatzitzis heim lamed beis chutin, and this is why the tzitzis ends up, at the end of each tzitzis, it ends up being eight strings. Times four corners gives you 32 chutin. Ze bechinas klolius hatoira. That shows again that tzitzis is kol hatoira. It's the entire Torah. Shematcheles bebeis the bereishis, which starts with the letter beis of bereishis, umesayemes belamed, and finishes with the lamed of the word Yisroel. Ki tzitzis hu bechinas emuna. Shehu klolius hatoira mi bereishis adleini kol Yisrael. Because tzitzis is faith, and faith is kol hatoira kula. That's the whole Torah from beginning to end. We mentioned the pasuk in Tehillim, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. The whole Torah from 1 to A to Z, it's all about emuna. V'alkein maschiles hatoira bereishis bor lekemen sashma esoretz. And that's why the Torah begins with the statement, in the beginning Hashem created heaven and earth, Lohidia, to inform everybody, she'ikar hascholas v'yesoid kiyum kol ha-Torah, that the beginning and the foundation of fulfilling the entire Yiddishkeit is al yedei ho'emuna b'chidish olam. You want to be Jewish? Line one in Judaism, Judaism 1.1 is, in the beginning, Bereishis beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. That was the beginning. Shemaminim shashem yisborach boras shemayim v'soretz yesh me'ayin hamuchlot. Hashem created something from complete nothingness. Shezehu yisoid kol ha-Torah kula. This is the foundation of the entire Torah, of our whole Yiddishkeit. Bechinas, as the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Daf Chof Dalet, where the Gemara says there were different rabbis that tried to shrink the Torah, to bring it down to its most basic point. One, in Tehillim, we see one place it's shrunken down to 11 basic points. Miyogor ba'alecho, miyishkan, who is worthy of living in your tent? And it lists 11 points. Then another rabbi came along and it says and broke it down to six. And then the Gemara concludes there, bo Chavakuk, Chavakuk Hanavi came along, ve'emidon al achas. And he put the whole Torah into one point. Ve'tzadik be'emunoso yechye. That a tzaddik lives with his emuna. That's numero uno. That's number one. That's the one leg that the whole Yiddishkeit stands on. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. The entire religion is emuna. If a person doesn't have that, then they're closing the door on the whole package. V'alkein heim lamed beis chutin, and this is why the tzitzis finish as 32 strings, Keneged Klolius HaTorah, showing that this sums up the entire Torah, Mi Beis de Bereishis, Ad Lamed Eleinu Yisrael. We'll hold it over here for now. He's going to explain further incredible things about the story with Sori Meinu being taken captive by Elimelech, still, and then going to touch on Purim, and then Moshiach is coming, we hope.